Most kids dream of being drafted someday by a Major League Baseball team. Michael Gretler of Bonnie Lake, Washington, was picked three times by big league teams. Hi, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you so much for stopping by, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions help to sponsor the show, and you can learn more or give anytime online at WWIB.com. Gretler was a 39th round selection in high school by the Boston Red Sox, but decided to hone his skills at Oregon State. Then, at the end of his junior season in Corvallis, he was tabbed by the Pittsburgh Pirates again in the 39th round. The infielder chose to stay in school. He won an NCAA championship this summer and was selected once again by Pittsburgh, this time in the 10th round. Michael Gretler is playing a ball for the Bucks in West Virginia, and he's on the phone today to fill in the blanks. So tell our listeners, Michael, where you're playing and at what level.
Yeah, so after we finished up with the College World Series, went home for a couple days, got to spend some time with my family. And then I was on a plane the next day to Pittsburgh for a physical and to sign my professional contract. After that, I took the short ride down to Morgantown, West Virginia, and I've been playing with the Black Bears since July 4th, and it's been an awesome experience.
Yeah, Black Bears are short season Class A, located in Granville, West Virginia. Population, a grand total of what, like 800? I guess you could fill in the entire stands in your ballpark with everybody from Granville. Is that right?
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, the support for the team is it's unbelievable.
Good. Well, you kind of feel like you're starting over again, like you're a freshman in college at Oregon State with new faces, new places here?
Yeah. You know, it's definitely a little different than college. You know, it's an everyday kind of thing. You can't, you know, in college, if you have, you know, a bad weekend or a bad game, you get a couple days to, you know, kind of take a couple days off and not have to worry about it. But here it's, you know, it's just one day after another. So it's just a learning experience. But, you know, we got a really good group of guys and a really good group of coaches and a lot of support staff. So it's made the transition easier.
All right. So how does the quality of baseball compare to the level that you played at Corvallis?
Yeah, you know, it's very similar. You know, Oregon State obviously plays at a very high level, plays, you know, top teams in the country, and it's a lot of the same guys. I mean, I've got teammates from Vanderbilt and, you know, Arkansas, who we actually played in the national championship. And then when it comes to the pitching's very similar, but, you know, it's the best guys from college, the best guys from the Pac-12, it's the best guys from the SEC, you know, in other conferences as well that, you know, guys may have had success at, you know, smaller schools, and then they're here now and they're proving themselves. So it's very competitive. And like I said, you just got to, you know, show up every day and compete.
Yeah. Your catcher down there in West Virginia is Grant Cook, who played for Arkansas, the team you guys beat in the College World Series finals. And in fact, not just teammates, your roommates on the road, your roommates. What did he think of that?
Yeah. We it was funny because we flew into Pittsburgh on the same day for our physical, so we were able to get our physical done together, and then we were able to go to breakfast, and we kind of talked about, you know, the World Series then, and then continued to share stories about our college experience throughout our time here.
Yeah. So the Pirates pick you twice as a junior after your junior season and this year after your senior season at Oregon State in the 10th round. What did it mean to you that this organization wanted you that badly?
Yeah, you know, it meant a lot. My junior year, you know, obviously you're draft eligible, but, you know, I told teams that I wanted to go back for my senior year just because I knew that we were going to have a great team, and, you know, I wanted to finish my degree, and, you know, playing at Oregon State was, you know, it was the best decision I ever made, and I wanted to experience that for another year. And then, you know, they ended up taking me late in the draft, and, you know, that was a cool thing because I didn't know it was going to happen. And then for them to stay in touch, you know, leading up to the draft this year and then making that, you know, picking me again, it meant a lot. And, you know, it shows that they have faith and believe in me, and, you know, that's the team that I want to be with.
Yeah. Well, you decided to stick around Oregon State one more season. A year ago at the World Series, you guys were eliminated by LSU. Did you have a sort of a sense of unfinished business, and that's why you chose to come back for your senior season?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I knew I was very close with all those guys, you know, still are to this day. And that was something that, you know, we talked about is like, hey, we came here to win a national championship. That's one of the reasons why I chose to go Oregon State. And just knowing that, you know, we came up short my junior year and that we had the ability and the chance to do it again next year and actually finish the job, like you said, you know, it was an easy decision for me.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy tournament, though. You guys this summer played a record 6 elimination games in Omaha after losing your first game to North Carolina. What was that like?
Yeah, it was tough, you know, but at the same time, I remember talking to Tyler Graham, who was the center fielder on the 06 team. And if you remember, they actually lost their first game as well and then went through the, you know, the loser side of the double elimination bracket to win it all as well. And that North Carolina game, you know, we didn't play well at all. We played sloppy baseball, and I think we lost 8-6. And Tyler Graham even said, he's like, you guys played arguably your worst game of the year, and you were right in the game and still had a chance to win in a couple situations, and it just, you know, just didn't get that hit to come through or whatever. And I think that did give us a little confidence because it was like, you know, we're playing a premier team, and we played our worst game, but we were right there. And, you know, like I said, we never lost faith. You know, we knew we had a great team. We knew we had, you know, guys taking the mound who were going to give it their all. And when you believe in each other like that, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, who could forget the championship series against Arkansas? They won game one. It looked like they were going to win game two and sweep you guys in the best of three. And you came back in your half of the ninth to take a lead and eventually win the entire College World Series. We'll talk about that next time. If we will you take a few minutes and join us again, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that sounds good. Michael Grettler of Oregon State, now with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. Appreciate it. Have a great day.